morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. What'd I miss?
Ken.
What?
I didn't even know that you would come back.
I did, Steve.
So,
she just popped right in here.
I was ready to run this music segment without you.
Oh.
And just totally fly blind. Before we get to the music, though, okay. We haven't let anybody know what's coming up yet.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you first for a second here. So you got kidnapped.
So I got kidnapped, and...
Who kidnapped you?
I was kidnapped by our boss, Bea Arthur. She took me to this back room here in our building.
Baseball bats.
And I had to participate in sound effects with the Foley artist.
Great!
It is so cool, you guys.
What kind of noises were you making, and how were you making the noises?
So I don't know if I had like a cake pan. So I had like this cake pan that has little bumpies in it.
Yeah.
And I had to take a quarter and scrape it around in a circular motion for a certain length of time. Let's call it 40 seconds.
Okay.
And then other sounds start to come in, and it sounds like a spaceship.
Can you reenact that with your mouth?
Yeah, give us a mouth sound.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
It was kind of like, it was kind of like, ooh.
Were you making the ooh?
There was like four noises going on at once.
Steve was hoping that you had to make alien sounds with your mouth.
So you know, I misunderstood.
It's funny you say that because they just were about to get someone to eat a banana.
What the hell?
And I was like, bye.
How was I not chosen for that?
Serendipity. We were just talking about eating a banana, a chimp eating a banana at the top of the show.
You are kidding.
About the mouth noises that I've been... Yeah, you were here for this. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, don't do it.
I've been making those sounds, essentially auditioning for Foley.
You didn't get to do it.
That
sucks. Steve, I gotta tell you.
What?
If you could just behave yourself for the rest of today.
No, I have to do all day with Project Down and Dirty. I can't.
Yeah, I think we'll be done pretty early today.
I don't want to. What's the fun in behaving?
Getting to go home sooner.
Oh, we're buddies,
Donna.
But we miss each other.
One. I love that one.
I'm really upset that I missed our interview.
Oh, Lisa from
Crescent Tide Nation. You know how much I like to talk about death?
I know. I was trying to ask a lot of questions based on you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, how does someone get interested? What inspires someone to get involved in that line of work?
You know, that's a really good question, and I didn't ask her that.
Oh, man.
It's a great question. She and her husband are in it together.
Do they do pets?
No.
They don't do pets.
Oh, okay. You but have to have a different license for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they have to be, you know.
I also want to know what makes someone choose the career path in that field into cremation instead of embalming.
Well, she did sort of answer that. She said that that they wanted to offer services for people who it wasn't in their budget to do a big funeral.
Got it.
They wanted people to be able to go through that process of grieving and offer them something that wasn't more than what they needed.
She said she and her husband didn't want to do sales when it came to death. You know, you can upgrade to the titanium casket, and when you do that,
right.
She just wanted to offer people a better way that wasn't a financial burden in the midst of such a burdensome time to be able to say goodbye to someone.
And how often in advance, I want to know, do people come in and plan
their
own?
She said they do it both ways. Some people will plan ahead. This feels like it could be a good time for you to just start mapping some things out. Other people will wait until it happens. And then family members will reach out in that moment, but they can help you no matter what the situation is.
And we're talking about
cremation,
and specifically our matching sponsor,
Crescent Tide Cremation. They ponied up some cash, and so now what we need are my talkers to pony up a little bit of theirs as well. That way, we'll be able to get every matching dollar. So if you go to mytalk1071.com right now and you put down $5, bada bang, bada boom, Chris Angel magic trick that turns to $10.
Boom!
That's awesome. Okay, let's do it. In the meantime, do you guys want to hear some new David Hasselhoff?
Yes, I do. It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
So apparently there's this avant... Is that how you would say
avant-garde?
It?
Avant-garde?
It's not avant-garde. It says avant metal duo, and they're called Q-Stack. And he's got a new song with them called Through the Night. But here's the thing that causes me a little secondhand embarrassment.
Sure.
A, it's terrible.
Okay.
And B, they want to fund this music video via a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay. And instead of the Hoff just ponying up.
Correct.
Does the Hoff have the money?
I'm going to look that up.
Okay. So, and celebrity net worth.
Yep.
This duo is Austrian, which embarrasses me even more. Because that means that he must be. No,
I what do you have against Austria?
Yeah, honest to goodness, it's a beautiful place.
Because it sounds like he's maybe popular there, and he's
of
taking
course he is.
And not so much here.
He's big over there. They love him in Germany, Austria.
Can you listen to their pitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm David Hasselhoff, and I have a new single called Through the Night with Cusack.
Yes, we actually recorded a metal song with David Hasselhoff called
Through the Night.
And also shot a cinematic music video and making of documentary surrounding this insane project.
It's all over the news today. Yeah, David Hasselhoff. But it's good because it's the truth.
So if you love the Hoff, rock and metal music, you simply have to become an important part of this project today by joining our Kickstarter campaign.
Let's do the whole thing and see what happens.
Yeah. So why crowdfunding? To be completely honest, the project cost a lot of money and we financed it without the support of a record label or agency since we didn't want to sacrifice any creative freedom.
No!
This absolutely had to be a real metal song since we know that a lot of people are waiting to see the Hoff's heavy side.
Is that right, Barrett?
This platform called Kickstarter allows us to offer you a lot of very special and interesting possibilities of becoming a part of this project today. From receiving a digital download of the song and different remixes, a download of the full making of documentary, exclusive behind the scenes material, never to be released anywhere else, all the way to some awesome Hoff merch items that can only be obtained
You're
right
done?
Here.
Yeah, yeah, we're done. Also David Hasselhoff.
And it's 1:16.
No, I can't make it any further. Let me just throw in the white towel. David Hasselhoff, net worth currently $10 million.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Oh, come on now.
It's all over the headlines.
He's helping them. They wouldn't be where they were without the Hoff right now.
Oh, would like us to do something tomorrow.
Okay.
And that would be to gather a couple of celebrity songs. Okay. And I would like us to maybe just Desert Island. You have to choose one that you listen to on repeat. And the songs will be that Hasselhoff song.
Okay.
It will be Feel Like I Do by Vin Diesel. Oh, whoa. Yeah, it'll be Warzone by...
Is that Ozzy?
No. John Lennon. John Lennon's wife.
Yoko Ono.
By Yoko Ono.
Oh, yeah. Warzone.
Warzone. And this song plays on repeat for the rest of your life.
It's like we're judges handing one more. Out punishment.
By the way, speaking of judges, the Hoff... Last judged America's Got Talent in 2009.
Wow.
Doesn't that make you
that.
Feel
That's
old?
Right.
Oh. Yes, it does. Thank you for that.
Hey, Kelly.
Stop.
It's me, Vin Diesel.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been shooting movies because of,
Hey, have you guys heard of the Flip Flap song? The Flip Flap song?
No.
It's Flip Flap. Okay, well, we're going to sample that when we come back. Also, I want to tell you about a new kids toy for grown-ups. Tell me if you're down with it. We'll get to that coming up next on My Talk 107.1. And just like that, we are back. Thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1.
Absolutely.
Everything entertainment.
Morning, guys.
Oh, here he goes, Dawn. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
We did get a positive email about it yesterday. I noticed we didn't.
Guys.
Notice we didn't go to the mailbag on that, Donna. But
what was the positive email? I don't remember.
It was about good morning, guys.
And what was...
Morning, guys. Just how the person was unsure of it at the beginning, with it being my new thing for the week. Mm-hmm. And but then they heard a good afternoon, everybody. And they looked up thinking that it was going to be me, but it was actually President Obama.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
So then she is now hearing me with my... Good morning, everybody.
Oh,
my focus guy as President Obama.
And then she said nice things about spatterson@gmail.com.
It was imstpatterson@gmail.com. Okay, yeah. Okay. I said that to myself.
Donna, I don't think we should play this song for Steve. He is going to love it so much and glom onto it. I just listened to this flip flop song.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This is with his brain. This is going to be rolling around maybe for years.
Yes. Steve. We can't not do it. We have to do
it. Okay. So it is spelled F-L-I-E-P.
Fleep flap.
Flap. Yep. Fleep flap.
Fleep flap.
And they're saying that this might be the next baby shark.
Oh.
It's big in the Netherlands.
I'm warning you.
There's a video that's a mashup of scenes that go with the song's beat, and some are regular people doing regular things. Some are famous clips, I guess. This is the Flip Flap song.
Here we go. Steve, control yourself. Flip Flap, doobah doobah bop,
flippah doobah beep, oh flop. Flip Flap, doobah doobah bop, flippah doobah bop, oh flop. See what I mean?
This is it. What goes on in his head.
Flip, flop, flop. The video is great.
The video is great.
You know how, Steve, we talk about our music, our walkout music?
Yeah.
This should be yours.
The video is amazing.
The video is great.
It goes perfectly to the beat.
Yes.
It's so good.
Oh, there's Borat.
I will link this up at mytalk1071.com. Don't you worry.
That
okay?
is what's going on in Steve's head most of the time. All if you want
the time. And how? And what you're seeing in the video, too, is visually how I feel most of the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It's so funny. You're not going to be able to get that out of your head now.
I just want to... It's the kind of song you just want to play again.
Play it for your kids.
Sing something?
Yeah.
There we go.
The little slide whistle. This is me walking into work.
Hey, John. Morning, guys.
Oh, my God. For those of you who are not watching us on mytalk1071.com,
that's great.
You just missed quite the treat.
That's really fun.
Oh, I wasn't watching us. Was he just doing
just
things?
Just moving. I was just moving. Dancing. What, I can't move anymore?
Anyway, onward to this story. One of the toys from your childhood just grew up, and it is here to give you a temporary break from reality. Play-Doh just announced a brand new product line. It is Play-Doh for grown-ups.
Oh!
Uh-huh. It comes in adult scents. Called overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, bidet, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
What?
The people at Hasbro said that those smells are meant to be things that make adults happy.
Mom jeans?
So, yes.
That smell? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's not a good name.
I just think about that skit that was just on Ass Angel on SNL that was scented jeans. Wasn't really funny, but...
It's already on sale. It's a six-pack of the scents. It's only $12, but it's starting to sell out, so you got to buy yours fast.
I thought you were meaning the other SNL sketch where they go check in with the psychic, and they're like, what's 2020 hold? And it was just adult coloring books.
Yeah. You know, I think, by the way... Those are overrated.
You don't like them?
I just like a regular coloring book. I don't need some really, really small spaces to color in.
Yeah.
I hate them with the ones that come with the pencils.
Oh, you hate it. I used to do it while I talked to my counselor.
That's a great idea.
Therapeutic.
Relaxing.
Yeah, my wife likes the really little line ones.
I like doing just a big fat teddy bear. Coloring it in, writing Donna, age 54, at the bottom of the page.
Let's color and hang them up in the studio.
I have a bunch at my cabin. I should just bring them in.
That'd be fun.
Because there's various ages, too, on them. Like, you could tell that I did one 10 years ago.
Oh, Donna, that's cute. So much better than a woman wall in here. I took down those pictures, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to look at them. I'm the only one in here.
Girl! You'd better not touch that man wall, though, because Lori and Julie
are you kidding? Those chicks are scary.
Yeah, they will cut you.
I know. All right, let's play a game, shall
651-641-1071. You can give us a call now. Bet on me, bet on Donna. If you bet right, you win a prize. Calls or pop culture knowledge next.
Okay, guys, guess who's back? We are. Yeah. If you want to watch us at mytalk1071.com and join the other three people watching, you can do so right
Amy,
now.
Hannah, and Brooke.
On our, you have to go to our website. People are confused.
Not Facebook, no. Right. No. Go to our website, mytalk1071.com. There's still only three people. Shout out to you guys.
Hey, you know what? If you're looking for a reason, I'm trying out a white sweater today.
Donna, remind me to tell you the things that Steve brought up while you weren't around.
Dawn.
And what I had to suffer through.
As Dawn was pleading, please don't leave me with
that
him.
Was right before I started talking really a lot about nipples and breastfeeding.
And how he wanted to experience it.
Okay, great. Maybe we'll get to that after this.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
With a score of 89 for Steve and 68 for Donna Valentine, we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show. And we have Mary.
Mary,
say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mary.
And tell them where you're calling from today.
I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes!
Whoa, what's up? Why? Woo! Why are you calling us from there?
Well,
that's great.
I moved, being a smart cookie, I moved out of Minnesota 3 years ago after I fell on the ice for the last time.
Oh, bless!
Wow.
That's
woman of action.
Yeah.
Population.
So 83 and sunny down here, not to torment and tease
83?
You.
Hang up on her.
Mary. Yes, my dear.
Mary, I love it. And I like the size of your town. It's just big enough and small enough, 133,762.
Awesome.
And actually, I live technically south of Charleston on a little island called John's Island, which is even smaller.
You live on an island? Wow. I know about that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful island. Very
cool. Yeah, so when in doubt, cross bridge.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay, Mary. The topic today on today's pop culture knowledge, if I have everybody's attention, is tall guys, celebrities over 6'4". Okay.
Oh, I have got to go with Donna, girl power, because I'm sure that she knows her male celebs.
Oh God, Mary, the pressure.
Oh, South Carolina now. Okay, bye.
Okay, Steve's going to leave the room now. Donna's going to answer the questions first. Mary, be quiet in the background, and then we'll get your help at the end, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Donna?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Once again, the topic is tall guys, celebrities over 6'4". Question one. Star of Dodgeball played Wes Mantooth in both Anchorman movies.
Oh, God. Will Ferrell?
Question two. His breakthrough film was 2005's Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
What's his name? He lives in Atlanta. Oh, my God, I love him. Next, I'll get it.
Okay, 6'7" bassist Chris Novoselic played in what rock and roll Hall of Fame 90s band?
Nirvana. And the second one is, what is his name, Mary? I need your help.
Oh.
Okay, you want me to?
I can picture him, but I don't know his name.
Okay, that was the second one you wanted help with?
Yes, okay. And he's awesome, and he's got the Medea movies, or Medea. Damn it.
Okay, let's get Steve back into the room.
Yeah, I don't
sorry,
want to.
Donna. You have to, and we'll see how he does. No. He might not know any of them. Don't worry.
No.
Okay.
I sent him a text.
Oh, you did? Oh, I guess I could. I forget he's here.
I forgot
can yell
he was here, too.
Room. I can yell out the
darn it.
Door.
Okay, Steve! Hey, Steve!
Yeah, you still texted me.
I did.
Old habits die hard.
We forgot you were here.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's so mad.
All right, don't. Okay,
Donna.
Steve, once again, the topic is tall guys, celebrities over 6'4" tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tall drink of water, right, ladies?
That's right. So how tall are you, Steve?
6'1". Thank you for asking.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Question one. Are you ready, by the way?
Absolutely.
Okay, the timer's going to start after I ask the first question. Question one. Star of Dodgeball played Wes Mantua.
Vince Vaughn.
Okay. Question two. His breakthrough film was 2005's Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Tyler Perry.
Question three. 6'7" bassist Chris Novoselic played in what Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 90s band? Six foot seven bassist. What Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 90s band? Chris Novoselic.
Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
Feel pretty good about that.
Ba-dum. All right. Let's go through the questions and answers. Star of Dodgeball played Wes Mantooth in both Anchorman movies. Donna said Will Ferrell. Steve said Vince Vaughn. The answer is Vince Vaughn. Mary's disdain from her beautiful island. His breakthrough film was 2005's Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Donna was very mad at herself. She even listed a bunch of other movies. Steve said Tyler Perry. That's the answer.
I'm like the guy in Atlanta.
Oh, he Medea.
And I could see his face. I could see it. I just didn't know his name.
6'7" bassist Chris Novoselic. He played in what Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 90s band? Donna said Nirvana. Steve said Limp Bizkit. The answer is Nirvana, which means Steve...
Yeah,
is the winner because he got two right. Donna got that one right, but thank you for getting that right. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, that's okay. I'll look at my palmetto tree.
Oh, gosh. How sad. Oh, do you want to give a shout out?
Don't worry. I'll talk to you guys again, I'm sure.
Do you want to give a shout out to anybody in the Twin Cities or someone listening?
Well, my daughter is still up there. My daughter and her husband, Josh. Hello. And stay warm. But my son moved down to Phoenix, so all of us are vacating.
What's your daughter's name?
Mercedes.
But we call
her Sadie.
Oh, I love it. That's so cute.
Yeah. So, hi, Sadie. 27 years young.
Wow.
You tell her that we said hello.
I will. And I love you guys. You make me giggle every day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening all the way out there. We appreciate it.
And we're sorry about Steve. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Bye, Mary.
Right.
Bye, Mary.
Okay, bye.
Oh, how sweet was she?
Oh, she's adorable. I love that she's still listening.
I do too.
Your so thoughts, great.
You
Donna.
Can take us anywhere. Get the app. My thoughts on...
Disappointing her.
I feel real bad. I can't deal with the timer. If this was Whose Line... Not Whose Line Is It Anyway, that would be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. If this were Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, mm-hmm. I would do way better. I'd be like, you know...
Oh, yeah, you need to slowly talk it out.
Yeah, who lives in the whatchamacallit. He was married to so-and-so. I got to just keep, you know... Talking it out.
But you'd have to plug your ears like you do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Because you hate to hear the music.
Yeah.
It makes
you freak
out.
Don't you feel that way too when you have to play?
Donna, every time I've played, I've gotten like, I think one time I got all three right. But I panic so much that I just yell out things that don't even make sense.
Like you psych yourself out.
I just scream things.
Damn.
I think I used to annoy Ryan so much he stopped asking me.
By the way, Ryan.
She's a complete mess.
Ryan has, I was telling Donna this, has now been in my ear several times doing the noon newscast whenever I go to do like a little hit for Twin Cities Live. Multiple times, maybe five or six times it happens now. We're in my IFB, I get on and I'm ready to broadcast from home and then I hear him say, hey, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you a
weird
secret?
Thing, yeah.
I, because it's never going to happen.
Yes, queen.
But I talked to our boss, Amy, about this. I wanted to get back at you for all the times that you scared me. Oh, Dawn, yeah. I don't even know if you know this, but Steve would scare me probably 3 times a day, and he would try to video it,
yeah,
my reaction.
Cool,
and I had to stop all. The one day that she splashed coffee, her own coffee, back up at her yeah. face.
Yeah. I'm very easy to scare,
me
just
too.
So you know.
I hate it so all much. Right, yeah. Sometimes I start crying.
Oh my God.
It's awful.
Just like a natural reaction.
Or I sock somebody. I punch them.
Oh, that's good. Well, I wasn't going to do that. But to get back at you, I was going to talk to your executive producer at the time and ask if while you were on the air one day, maybe April Fool's Day, I could start whispering stuff and saying things into your earpiece. Things like, you look like a dummy.
That's just like what you texted.
You're such a moron.
Why can't it happen? Get together with Ryan.
Right?
Yeah, Ryan could give you an in now.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
I mean, it's not like it's a surprise, but he's never going to know when it's going to happen.
That's
and
true.
I think he should live in fear.
Wait a second. What the heck?
Dawn, what you did to her.
Yeah, for a good year.
Yeah.
At least. Now, Dawn, what was it that he was bringing up with you when I wasn't in the room? For those
this
of you
is
who don't
be
know,
taken
I had
out
to,
of context.
I had to leave the room for a good 20 minutes or so to help with the sound effects.
Well, first we went through all of the horrible. He asked me what I didn't want to do in the gym naked. As
because
far as exercises. He's like, name the top exercise you wouldn't want to do.
Oh, jumping then, jacks is a good one, too.
But, no, but Dawn hit but the jackpot rowing machine.
Rowing machine, because your legs both.
And you have to start in a hunch, and then you end fully extended, and your legs do butterfly out.
And then your legs go out, so it's like.
Yep.
A bad shot.
It's
there.
Really bad.
Yep. I mean, squatting would be bad too, but I think rowing is the worst.
Donna, you mentioned burpees. Not good. No. Also not good. Yeah.
But you're moving so fast, you know, at least it's just all a blur.
Yeah,
but
like...
that would be bad.
So then what happened?
Then he started talking about, I don't know. Oh, he talked about how he pitched his product.
Utterly good milk.
Oh, right.
That he
right.
wants to have with an udder. Coming out of the milk.
An extractable udder that comes out of the base of the carton. You don't have to use
and
it.
And then you just like suck on
you
it.
You suckle
and
it out.
And then he transitioned from that into, I've always wanted to experience two things. Number one, what it feels like to have a baby kicking inside your belly and breastfeeding. And then he just went on and on about breastfeeding and how it must feel. And then, Donna, he brought it up with Lisa from Crescent Tide Cremation.
She brought it up.
Lisa.
She kind of brought it up.
She said, I have two kids. And he goes, did you breastfeed? I was like, oh, he's asking our client if she breastfed on the air.
And
was she very even-keeled and great about it.
Well, she mentioned following me on and talking about breastfeeding as a mother. She thought it was, and then that's when I just thought, I think she's opening the door for me. I think she's asking to be asked about it.
Okay, let me tell you what he subjected me to during the commercial break.
Guys, I'm right here. This isn't a roast or an obit.
He showed me his TikTok video on how to use a spoon.
I was trying to get her approval.
How do you feel? Like you've learned so much.
I mean, you learned something?
It's very funny.
Okay.
It's very funny, Steve.
Okay.
You funny, funny man. But I digress. We got to go. There's a new pill that you might be interested in, Steve.
It's a tranquilizer.
You know,
it's
funny?
Called anesthesia.
No, this pill is meant to help something else, a common problem that people have at night, but it's really meant for me.
Mm.
We'll explain why. I don't know if you both caught this. When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Is Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama.
Coming to us out of the sky, the familiar voice of radio brings endless hours of entertainment, information, and cheer.
On My Talk 107.1, presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting Minneapolis.
Guess what time it is?
Oh, almost lunchtime.
Time for a tip.
Oh.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Yeah. 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 What?
There's a new pill that prevents snoring.
Mm.
How cool is that?
And everybody thinks they don't snore.
It's
but
true.
No one can self-report on that.
Right.
I don't think I do.
This is great news for the person who sleeps with a snorer. Because many an argument has come about due to snoring.
Yes, Queen.
So this is a combination of two non-sleep drugs. One is a drug for ADHD.
Yes, Queen.
The other is used to treat people with overactive bladders. This sounds like it's made for you.
Honest to goodness, I don't think I snore, but I clearly have undiagnosed ADHD. I'm just that I don't even need to waste my
money
on that
insurance.
On the other hand, I've also documented how many times I urinate in a day, and I got to like 13 by the end of a show. Like
by the end of a show,
by the end of this, like from morning until the end of this show, I can pee like 6 times before I leave the house in the morning. But I was told, so I have an overactive bladder. I asked a doctor friend of mine, one of my doctor friends.
Oh, boy.
I asked how I would find that out, and he said that there's a scope involved, and also my wiener. And so I said, I'm all good. I'm just going to pee a lot. I will never get it fixed ever in my life.
But what if it's a problem with your prostate?
Oh, hi, everybody. What just flew out the window?
Morning,
probably
everybody.
HIPAA. Morning, everybody.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning,
prostate
guys.
Talk.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Let's stay focused today, all right, guys? Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, team.
Oh, God. So anyway, a small study found that when both of those drugs are combined, it can reduce snoring by 74%. And then people with sleep apnea have higher blood oxygen levels when they take it. So now there's a new drug company in Massachusetts, and they're doing a full trial to make sure it's safe before it actually hits the market.
That's great. 74%.
That's amazing.
So, but to be clear, so if you took the pill, though, it would help with ADHD and your overactive bladder, too?
Yeah, I would assume. You just said that. Pay attention.
Yes, Steve.
Sorry, I was looking at there's something knitted over here, a little Baby Yoda thing.
So yeah. Alexis made that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. It's like for your cup, so that your cup isn't too hot.
Cute.
Like a koozie.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Koozie.
No more morning, everybody's.
I want to do it four more times.
Everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Everybody
good
say
morning.
Hey. All right. All right. I have a list here of 6 things that parents are going to do instead of trick-or-treating, and maybe it can inspire some of you.
Okay.
If you're not sure what to do with your kids for Halloween, there are some other activities that are trending. So Halloween scavenger hunts are big. Parents are doing them in small groups. Still can be risky, but...
What's your problem, Dawn?
I was watching you not pay attention.
No, I was just looking at my nails.
I know.
I'm listening to her. She's there. It's really good, Donna. What are the other 5? I know there's 6 total.
Again, in case you don't know, we are on Zoom right now on mytalk1071.com if you would like to witness what we are forced to look at.
He just did some hand puppets with himself.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Dawn?
Yeah.
All right. Movie nights and indoor picnics. Order a pizza, watch a scary movie, play a game, let the kids have as much candy as they want.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's an option.
Introduce them to knives.
No.
Outdoor costume parties and parades. Fairly low risk. If everyone wears a mask and, you know, social distances, but that's not always easy with kids, as you know, Steve.
Ooh. Right. Now, it's talking about an outdoor activity. This Saturday, I thought was going to be in the low 50s. It now looks like the high 40s. 50?
No.
How about 50. This, though? What if I told you next Tuesday, 57, next Wednesday, 57?
I'd say get those leaves off your lawn while you have a chance.
Ooh, nice. She's the pre-planner. That's good, Donna, because it sucks to remove them in the spring.
Yep.
It's the worst.
And then you end up with mushrooms and mold and all sorts of yucky stuff. Anyway, thank you. We're getting tipsy.
How often are you supposed to pick up your dog's poo?
You know, it's funny that you ask that because I do it almost every time he poos.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, buddy, it's like I would do that too if one of my neighbors came and just, you know, defecated in my yard. You're dealing with a real beast.
Okay. So in the winter when it's snowing,
yeah,
you got to be careful with that because then when the snow melts, then you end up with Poop Lake, you know? So what I do is
I make a map.
Well,
a map.
No, I do.
Don't tell me about Poop Lake anymore. Tell me about the map.
Okay, first of all, Poop Lake means the poop stays there, but you end up with water everywhere.
Back to the map.
Okay, so the map. So I will make a map, and if you're on our website right now watching us, I can show you.
Remember, it's going to be backwards.
4 feet from fence.
So she makes a map of her property.
Okay.
Here, front Dawn. Door.
This is so Donna, because she has that binder at her cabin that details, this is how you brush your teeth, this is where
hedges,
like everything is.
So I'll do something like this.
You don't. Oh
my, I do, and I just like...
Then you draw little dots.
And then I hang it in my cupboard.
Oh,
my. During the winter. And then every so often when it gets warm enough to go out there and pick it up, I'll go in with a bag and just... Pick it up. What? Pick it up, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe she makes a map of poop.
I said, Dawn, if I've said this once, I've said it a gazillion times. If her brain is not donated to science for research purposes posthumously, it would be a real crime against humanity.
Yeah. Oh,
Halloween pinatas is another thing that people are doing instead of trick-or-treating. Thanks pinata. For asking.
I thought we were still talking about poop. Mm-hmm. A poop pinata.
A poop pinata.
Your kids will be surprised. By what kind of candy they get.
Hit it in the butt, man.
Oh, that is a cool idea, though. I like that. You can get those at party stores.
Yeah. Costume parties on Zoom so they can show off their outfits. You can make it a contest where people vote. There's all sorts of different things that you can do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Don't forget, November 6th, get out there and vote.
Thank you.
No. And November 3rd, Donna.
Okay, details.
Pretty important one.
But get your, if you're voting by mail, you got to do it like ASAP.
Oh, can you still do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you could do it through Tuesday.
Ooh.
But I think you have to find drop-off locations now.
Okay. Just vote, guys. Vote. Doesn't matter.
A
just
map
vote.
Of your yard and your dog's poop.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I want to get it up before it melts. The snow melts. All right. I'm going to go
take a walk. I'm going to get
I'll meet you out there.
All right.